Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so incredibly excited to introduce you to a wonderful person. His name is Earl Capulli, and he is from The Gratitude Mindset. Earl, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Brooke.
Well, we're excited to dive into your story. You have such a wide realm of expertise, so many incredible things to share. But before we get there, give us the Cliff Notes version of who you are.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Hawaii. And as an adult, as I got into my 20s, I moved to San Diego. And in San Diego, I got into sales, solar sales, knocking doors. And through that experience, I've been doing that for about 10 years now. I created The Gratitude Mindset to help others with their mental and emotional performance.
Sales is one of those really tough industries where your self-worth relies a lot on your productivity and how much you can put out. And when I'm thinking of university, it's very similar. It's how much can I get done? How good of a grade can I get? How productive can I be? Is your being in sales why you had to develop the mindset?
I mean, I learned really early on that knocking doors on strangers' homes was going to come with a lot of rejection, a lot of resistance. And so very quickly, I learned I need to learn how to address rejection and deal with it and know that it's not personal. And so I started to seek out different self-development podcasts and, you know, YouTube channels and stuff. And so I started learning more about that.
I love that. So for you, in terms of your young years, before you even got into sales, what was your mindset like then?
I knew nothing about self-development, self-care and self-love. You know, I grew up in a chaotic household. There was a lot of abuse. There was drug abuse. There was, you know, I lived in a low-income neighborhood. And so no one around me was a successful entrepreneur or, you know, a self-development type of person. So I didn't get into this until I was in my 20s.
What was the tipping point that encouraged you to get into it? If you don't mind sharing, if that's not too vulnerable.
Yeah, for sure. So I had just moved to San Diego. I was like in mid-20s at the time, 24 maybe. And I was driving along from the gym and I got into a car accident. So someone sideswiped my truck and I ended up rolling off of the highway, going about 65, 70. And after I got out of the car, you know, I was alive. I didn't really have any injuries. Two cars behind me was a gentleman that was also from Hawaii, but he came up to me to make sure I was okay, befriended me and said, wow, I've never seen a car accident like that in my life. I was a San Diego police officer for 20 years and I've never seen a car accident like that and someone just come out of there unscathed. So he befriended me and he said, you know, what kind of work do you do? He got me some work doing carpentry, but he also gave me some CDs. So like that, though, a week later, he gave me some CDs by Jim Rohn, Bob Proctor, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, all the old school guys. And that was the first I've ever heard of the self-development industry. And it was really cool.
Did that change your mindset from that very day when you started listening to the CDs? Were you skeptical? Did you like it from the very beginning?
I think I did. I mean, it was a little weird, you know, at first, like some things that they would say, but a lot of it clicked and made sense. Whenever they would say specific things, I would just have this feeling of that makes sense. You know, nobody taught me that growing up, but just hearing it, I feel like that's something we should all live by. And so there was a lot of that by different speakers saying all the same things as far as, you know, believing in yourself and knowing that you can do a lot more than you might have seen in your life and you're not limited by the experiences you've had in your life. And yeah, I mean, it took a little bit more time, but I kept going back to them and I kept replaying it. A few other things happened in my life that really turned things around and got me to get more serious about my self-development.
I think your story about your car accident, we all have those moments, right? Whether it's small or large or in between, where we start to question our own worth, our purpose, who we are, and why we're here. And I love that you were able to have an experience like that and that you're healthy and safe and here with us today that was able to turn it around so dramatically. Because for many people, myself included, it was more gradual. I would do a little better and then I'd fall back and do a little better and fall back. And gratitude is one of those tricky things where we tend to write it off and say, you know, gratitude maybe isn't the most important thing I could do with my time. What would you say to people who feel that way?
5 years of researching and practicing gratitude now in many different ways, I find that a lot of people, you know, overlook gratitude. They undervalue it. And it's one of those things where, okay, yeah, I'm grateful after things happen. Like when I graduate, okay, I'm grateful. Or, you know, I had a good meal, I'm grateful, you know. But they don't think about it as something that you should practice daily, you know, because we have so much to be grateful for at all times, yet we spend more of our time, sometimes we spend more of our time looking at the things we don't prefer or don't like in life. And so that's where gratitude comes in. You have to overcompensate with gratitude so that the negative thoughts and the emotions and all those things don't creep in. It's part of reprogramming our subconscious and patterns from our life.
For university age students who are busy and they're pulled in a million different directions, how would you incorporate gratitude into an already busy schedule?
Yeah, I mean, you know, working with other entrepreneurs and business owners, it's the same thing. I tell them, we need to start you out small, because right now, your subconscious doesn't believe that gratitude is important to you. It has never really been a part of your life. So if you try to go and practice gratitude for half an hour, 20 minutes, immediately the subconscious will tell you, nope, you have homework. Nope, you need to do this. And it's going to pull you away from it. So I always tell people, in the beginning, when you're starting a new habit, you have to start really small. So I just tell people, 5 minutes, wake up, set a timer for 5 minutes, and start listing all the things you're grateful for. And I'm now making it easier. So I'm giving people prompts, you know, questions to ask. What are some foods that you're grateful for? Who are the people in your life that you're grateful for? Because sometimes people can get stuck with just giving gratitude to the same things over and over again, and it can be difficult. So I like to make it more creative. You know, what are some places you've been to that you're grateful for? And so now it gets much easier and you start to feel better. So starting with 5 minutes, you know, because I know you're busy, but watch how that 5 minutes will change the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples of how it changes your day if you take the time to spend those 5 minutes.
Yeah. So when we're practicing gratitude intentionally, I tell people, it's like you're telling your subconscious, these are some things that are important to me. Okay. Pay attention, subconscious. As I go about my day, help me to find more things that are related to these things that I just told you that I'm grateful for, that I appreciate. Right. And so now as you go about your day, there's something called the reticular activating system in your brain. And now that you've told your mind that, the RAS is going to help remind you of the things that you said earlier that you're grateful for. It's kind of like when you say, I'm going to buy the red Tesla, and you see the red Tesla everywhere, right? It's the same thing here. You're telling your subconscious, I want to feel happy. I'm grateful when I feel happy, right? And so you're basically saying, whatever you say thank you for, you're saying more of this, please.
Mm-hmm. I want to shift focus for just a minute because there's something that interests me about gratitude. There are so many areas that TikTok has watered down. There's so many reels, so many videos with so much good information and bad information. What do you think are some of the stereotypes of gratitude that are out there right now that maybe move people away from the practice?
I mean, I think part of it is being too general with gratitude. And it's similar to affirmations, how a lot of times people will just give you the same old I am affirmations, when affirmations are much more than that, right? And so same thing with gratitude. Gratitude isn't just, I'm grateful for my health and my family or my house. It's much deeper than that, but there's not a whole lot of people talking about those layers to it. And so I always tell people, practicing that way is okay, but that's the beginning, right? You start there. But over time, what you want to do is get more specific and internalize gratitude for your own specific life. And so, you know, that's going to be the difference, is you can feel it if something is real or if it's something that they're just saying to get more likes and attention.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the people that are demonstrating gratitude on social media are female. And sometimes we don't see a lot of male voices. What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's true. You know, a lot of the times, more women resonate with my content than men. And I mean, the solar industry is mostly men. And a lot of times it goes right over the men's heads. And so for me, I believe a big part of that is because I had a lot of female influences in my life. You know, my sister raised me from high school and up. And then all throughout high school, I had a lot of friends that were women. I was closer to my girlfriends than my male friends. And so I've been more in tune with my feminine side than my masculine side. And I think also part of that is because of who my father was and made me kind of we steer a little bit away from the toxic masculinity, you know. But yeah, I've always, you know, leaned more towards feminine energy.
I think that there's a misconception too, surrounding gratitude in particular, that it's something that's maybe girly or part of a feminine self-care ritual. But it's so important to make that distinction that gratitude is for any stage of life, any experience, any age, any gender. And it can help you if you wake up feeling crummy, because so many young people report wake up, they're tired, they're anxious, they're stressed, perhaps didn't get a good night of sleep. Gratitude cannot erase not sleeping, but it can help you have a more functional day.
Well, yes, for sure. You know, a lot of people think, you know, gratitude, it sounds like one of those things that is just positive thinking, right? It's not going to change my life. And so that's why I got into the science of it. And, you know, the way the brain works is what you focus on the most is what you're going to see the most. You know, you keep focusing on negative things and negative thoughts, it's just going to keep perpetuating. But as soon as you start to spend a little bit more time than you did before on something positive, now everything starts to shift, right? And so it might start with 5 minutes. Next thing you know, 30 days from now, you're doing 10 minutes a day because you're enjoying the benefits. So I always tell people, just do it for 5 minutes. It doesn't sound like you're going to get anything from that, but I promise it, you will in 30 days. So we do a 30-day gratitude challenge. And at the end of 30 days, everybody's like, wow, that was amazing. I loved it, you know? And so, you know, you start to see the benefits of it.
When you were researching the science, what are some of the favorite things that you learned or saw?
Yeah. So gratitude, when you're practicing gratitude, it releases serotonin and dopamine, the two feel-good neurotransmitters in your brain. So, you know, people always want to feel better, right? They go on social media, they drink things, they smoke things, we do all these different things to feel better. And gratitude can do that for free without harming the body, right? And it's like, it's there. It's just not being talked about in a way where people know that it's available to them at all times. And so it is something we have to get into the routine of. But I love how it helps you recalibrate your mind, the neurotransmitters, and your nervous system. For people that have been through a lot of stress in their life, gratitude is great for the nervous system. And so it really helps recalibrate everything to be more in a calm state versus a fight or flight state.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you've had a difficult life or even just a difficult period of stress, it's hard to sit down and say, I want to be positive. I want to intentionally, you know, because you're stressed, you're nervous, you're worried. How do you combat those feelings? How do you get over that initial resistance?
Yeah, that's tough. I always tell people, like, the hardest time to be grateful is when you're going through it. But that's when you need it the most. So in those times, I tell people, look, you're probably not going to have enough energy and willpower to go and practice gratitude. So you need something that's very easy. So part of that is videos or like YouTube, right? So I like to make YouTube videos and even content around, hey, we're going to do a quick meditation together. And this one is about gratitude, right? And so I have a gratitude body scan meditation, which allows someone to go scan their body and talk about all the things that are still working in their body, right? Because it's about taking your focus away from things that are not working out and then putting your focus on things that are working out. And so every day, do you have your eyesight? Great. Can you still hear? Great. And you start going through your whole body. And just doing that allows you to feel a little bit better, right? And then from there, now you're in a clear state to then get more specific. But you just need something to get you started. And usually a YouTube video would help you.
I love that because it's easy, it's accessible, and like you mentioned, it's free. If you are comfortable sharing, how have you used gratitude to combat a difficult situation in your life?
A year ago, my wife lost her grandpa and her mom within 2 weeks, and it was very unexpected. And so we went up to Kentucky to take care of the estate and all kinds of things like that, and during that time, it was very hard for her. And because we're so close, I could feel that energy. You know, I'm going through it with her and trying to support her as best as I can while still running my business, because I can't stop working. So while still running my business. And so that time was pretty difficult. And I had to stay consistent with gratitude. So every day, you know, I set reminders and I had to keep thinking about all the different things that are still working in my life. And one thing that I did have to do is I created something called vibe checks. So 3 times a day, 11:11, 2:22, and 4:44, I have an alarm that's set and it's called vibe checks. And so when it comes off, it reminds me to stop, breathe, remember everything is okay, you're safe, you know, and I would always have those checks to kind of keep refilling my cup. And so the harder the times, the more checkpoints I need to kind of take breaks, you know, I have rounds throughout my day versus one long round. I split my day up in a few rounds.
I love vibe checks. What a unique idea.
Yeah. You know, I tell people, especially with entrepreneurs, I tell them, look, you guys go hard all day. And it's not sustainable. I asked some of them, how do you feel at the end of your day? And they're like, exhausted. Do you feel accomplished? Not usually. Like, they feel like they didn't get enough done. I'm like, but you were going all day. How can you go all day and still feel like you didn't do enough? It doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't add up. Maybe you were distracted throughout your day, but I think that you weren't filling up your cup. Somewhere at some point of your day, your cup went empty and you kept going when you should have stopped and refilled that cup. And so once I teach people how to do that and they stop resisting those vibe checks and they do it, then they start to feel a lot better and they're able to maintain that energy. A lot of people think, you know, stopping, I don't have time to stop. You can't stop. But I tell them, look, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that time will allow you to be so efficient and effective that that next round you go into, you actually get everything you need to get done in a timely manner. If you don't take it, chances are slim that you're going to get to do it effectively and efficiently.
Now we're going to go into a hard part. I ask all of my guests this. I think it you know, usually throws everybody for a loop, but we get so many great gems from it. If you could say 3 pieces of advice, they can be really ranging anything at all, to university students, young adults right now, what would those 3 pieces of advice be?
They're overwhelmed. They got a lot of pressure, right? A lot of stuff to do, very busy. So number one is gratitude. You have to incorporate gratitude somehow, some way into your life. What I tell people is, in the beginning, give yourself multiple opportunities to practice gratitude. So don't just say, oh, I'm going to do it every morning. And then if you don't get to do it, you don't do it at all, right? That's why we have vibe checks in place. So you have 4 opportunities to get it done in your day, morning, my 3 vibe checks, or even in the evening, right? And so one of the best ways to start practicing gratitude is putting reminders for yourself everywhere. So you can put a post-it on your phone because you're going to grab it in the morning, right? And it'll say, practice gratitude first. You can put it on your bathroom mirror, practice gratitude for 5 minutes, right? Everywhere, though, you need to show the subconscious over and over that this is something that's important to you so that it can actually start encouraging you to do it. So number one is gratitude. Number two, I would say 5 checks. Right? Set up the vibe checks, because you need to spend time taking care of yourself every day, not just once a day, but throughout your day. You are with yourself the most. You know yourself more than anyone else, and you will be with yourself forever. So that relationship you have with yourself needs to improve over time. You can't give anyone the best of yourself if you're not even giving yourself the best of yourself. So I always tell people, like, put yourself first. And everyone else will always be getting the best of you and a better version of you, right? So it makes so much sense that you keep improving yourself. That way you can always give your best and a better version over time. So vibe checks, and it's very important. You just stop and say, where am I on a scale of 1 to 10? If it's below a 7, do something. I tell people just 10 deep breaths will help. 10 really deep breaths can change your frequency. And then third, I would say, have a good evening routine too. We talk a lot about morning routines, but we need an evening routine too, right? And so the evening routine is more about kind of reflecting on the day. A lot of people get to the end of their day and they're hard on themselves. They're like, oh man, I should have done better. I could have done better, right? And you have all this anxiety and stress, and you go to sleep in a state of anxiety and stress. So guess what state you're going to wake up in? And so I tell people, look, this is what I do. I tell myself, my doorway to my bedroom, when I walk through it, this is my place of peace. I don't bring stress in here. I don't bring all the projects. I don't bring my work, money problems. I don't bring anything into that room. When I'm in there, it's where I get rest, is where I have my peace, right? And so part of the evening routine is having boundaries in your home where this is where I do schoolwork, but this is where I also rest and relax, right? You have to tell your subconscious to separate these things. But part of my evening routine is, as I'm getting ready for bed in the bathroom, we all go and brush our teeth and wash our face. You're already there. Look yourself in the mirror and start being more kind to yourself, you know, and like looking at yourself and just, if it feels weird, it's going to feel weird at first. But if you can just think to yourself, look at yourself and think the words, thank you. You know, thank you for showing up today. Thank you for putting in the work. You know, I know you didn't get everything done that you wanted to get done, but tomorrow we'll make improvements. And you know, you have this encouraging talk with yourself versus this, you didn't do good enough today. And so we're just changing the way we talk to ourselves, even right before bed, because we need that encouragement so we can have a good night's rest, right? And so that alone will give you so much more quality rest because you told yourself it's going to be okay. And tomorrow we're going to do better. That's fine. We got to stick to these routines, though. We got to do these exercises because that's what's going to help us change these patterns that we have of stress and anxiety.
I love point number three in particular, because really the best we can ask of ourselves is to do the best thing that we could do that day. And so I think it's just giving so much self-love and gratitude. I have another tough one for you as we begin to wrap up here. Is there a quote or a mantra or something that you live your life by?
One of my favorite quotes from Zig Ziglar is, you can have everything you want in life if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And so the gratitude mindset is all about giving people the resources that they need to get what they want, mentally, emotionally, physically, giving them all the tools so that they can go out and accomplish the things that they want. And I've found that that has helped me and my wife get what we want as well.
As we begin to wrap up, if people have been inspired by you, they want to learn more about you, they want to connect with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, so my website is earlcapullo.com. There's a free training on the Pace of Peace there. If you want to learn more about what we talk about, what we do, there's a training that you can get that helps you understand that more. And you can also set up a discovery call with me where we can get on a call and just talk about what's happening in your life and if the gratitude mindset would be something that could help you or not.
That's amazing. As we wrap up here, is there any parting words you want to say?
There's something called the Pace of Peace that we teach. And everyone has their own piece of peace. So I want you to just, you know, sit with yourself and ask yourself, am I going my pace of peace or am I pushing too hard? Right? You know, but it's all about finding your groove, your pace of peace, and life starts to get much better when you start to do more of the things that you love. And then you find a fun way to do the things that you don't necessarily prefer, but you have to do, right? So changing the perspectives of everything and really investing in yourself and doing things that you love will help you get into the pace of peace.
I love that, Earl. Thank you so much for all your vulnerability, all of your insights, all of your wisdom. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.